And next, we're joined by the science reporter, Mark Peplow, who's really excited about solving the world's energy crisis with nuclear fusion, I believe, Mark.
That's right. This week has seen quite a key milestone in the quest to generate useful power out of nuclear fusion. That involves squishing together the nuclei of atoms. Now, the idea is that compared with fission, which is the process that runs our current nuclear power stations, for fusion, you potentially have a more abundant fuel and it releases more energy for less waste. So that's why scientists have been pursuing this dream of nuclear fusion for more than 50 years already. And this is a key milestone. It doesn't mean it's solved.
But I thought that in order to make nuclear fusion happen, you've got to put a huge amount of energy in order to get the atoms to slam together in the first place.
You do, and that's exactly what they've done at the National Ignition Facility in Livermore in California. They have 192 high-powered lasers all focused on the same point. And at that point, you have a tiny fuel pellet, just the size of a pea, that contains deuterium and tritium. These are heavy isotopes of hydrogen. And those are contained within a little gold container called a holrium. Now, what happens when you switch on those lasers, they deliver a burst of energy, roughly equivalent to a couple of sticks of dynamite, that hits the gold container, and that in turn generates X-rays. Those X-rays compress the fuel pellet, it implodes, it reaches millions of degrees C, and it crushes the nuclei inside until they fuse together. Now, that process converts some of their mass into energy, the old E equals MC squared.
What's the ratio between the amount, because I imagine 192 is, I think you said, lasers kind of directing at this capsule, this really small pellet that must have required some energy to create in the first place. Like, what's the ratio between the energy in and the energy out from the fusion reaction?
Well, that, of course, is the big question. The breakthrough that we've heard about this week is that for the very first time, you've got something called a fuel gain. You've got more energy out of the fusion reaction than you actually put in to the fuel. Now, that's an important caveat. They've got about 1.2 to 1.9 times more energy out than the X-rays that were produced put in. But this actually only amounts to about 1% of the original laser energy. So you're still quite a long way away from achieving true ignition, where you're overall getting more energy out than you put in. Still, it's the first time ever that they've managed to get that sort of fuel gain.
And do you think this finding could help us provide a way of us finding a carbon zero clean energy for the future, maybe?
Well, it's an important step, but it is a very long road. I think ultimately we're more likely to see the first time that you get substantially more energy out of a fusion process than you put in. Still, from the world's biggest fusion project, which is called ITER, and that's based in Cadarache in France, with a budget of 15 billion euros, they're building it at the moment. Project managers hope it will start to generate power in 2028. In terms of commercially useful fusion power, you then need to add some decades onto the back of that again.
Thanks very much, Mark. And if you'd like to follow up on any of the stories that we've been discussing, there are references and transcripts for those news items on our website, which is at nakedscientists.com/news.